Welcome to Killer's Crawl Space. This is episode 60 featuring me, Olivia, your host's girlfriend. This episode is about Victor Shoemaker. A 5-year-old boy and his family were attending a family reunion at his grandfather's house on Short Mountain, a long and low mountain of roughly around 8,000 acres in West Virginia. That morning, Victor and two of his slightly older cousins would go out to play in the woods. When I say slightly older, I'm talking 8 and 9 year old. According to his two cousins, Victor had claimed to have run back to his grandfather's house around 8:30 a.m. because he was hungry. They said they lost sight of him and he has never been seen again. Roughly an hour later, a search party would be put together to find him. The search would be rough because the terrain was rugged, plus the weather was cold, foggy, and rainy. During the search, an area was found where they thought Victor might have slept at. The reasoning was because there were 3 rocks arranged in a triangle with a stick in the middle and 3 logs. On the side of the dirt that was freshly disturbed. There was no other evidence that would indicate where Victor went. Maryland State Police would bring in a helicopter equipped with infrared equipment to detect heat, but still nothing was found. The creeks and ponds would be searched and nothing found there as well. For the next 5 months, National Guard and Army Reserves would use their weekend training time to search, but never find a trace of Victor. The authorities did say they did not suspect foul play and felt that he had gotten lost and died from exposure to the weather. They felt an abduction was unlikely because it was a remote location and there was only 1 road in and out of the area. But something did happen, though, that makes you wonder, and that was a search dog would be brought in to help out, and he had kept his nose in the air and would lead the searchers to a field before stopping at only road leading in and out of the area. One interesting thing to keep in mind is they did call in FBI to help them at one point during the investigation. Did they suspect foul play or just covering their options? Another interesting thing is Victor's dad said he felt the cousins acted different once returning, like acting they knew more than what they were saying. From everything I have read, it seems the family doesn't talk anymore because of this incident. The boys were questioned and passed a lie detector test. One of them did say something odd when asked what they thought to happen. Victor, and that was this, somebody hiding behind a tree got up and grabbed him or shot him. In 1997, it would be brought up that a dark blue pickup truck was seen in the area at that time. The driver never came forward to talk to the investigators. They weren't considered a suspect, but the investigators just wanted to question them on what they might or might not know of what happened to young Victor. All would go silent until 2004. They would get it out in the public again with Charlie Project in 2014, an FBI supervisor would state all leads had been exhausted. What happened to little Victor? It's been almost 25 years and nothing was surfaced to where he went, so now your host, Bruce, and I will discuss theories surrounding this case.
Now I remember why about the dog searches. Okay, your first theory you're going to look at, do you think the cousin's done it?
I personally don't think the cousins did.
Why?
I think maybe a man scared them because of what the cousin said at first where he was like, oh, a man grabbed him or shot him. Maybe the man said, I'll kill you if you tell I took your cousin or whatever.
Somebody said that one of the cousins killed herself. I don't know if that's true or not. See, one thing you could look at if it could be the cousins is where they were the last ones to see him. But what 8, 9 year olds want to hide a body till they can't be found 25 years later?
Exactly. I mean, you can find clothes, hair particles, skin particles. They can recover so much of everything. It's not possible for an 8 and 9 year old to be able to hide and dispose of things like that.
Okay, your second theory, do you think he just got lost?
You would still find a trace of him somewhere if he was lost. You'd find bones, or even if an animal got a hold of him, you would find something, clothes, anything.
Another thing, weather. Do you think weather could have got a hold of him? But same thing, you'd find something of him eventually.
Yeah, that's what I think.
Same thing as an animal. You would eventually find something at an animal. Which usually they say, what is it? If you find parts, you go follow the path or something. It's usually animals will scatter stuff, but you think you'd still find bones or clothing or something's ripped up.
Yeah.
Think he was kidnapped.
I do think he was kidnapped.
By the dark blue pickup truck. Or do you think that truck had anything?
The truck could have not had anything to do with it, but it could have because they had never seen it before.
You did see the picture there, right?
Yes.
That road, that's supposedly that's the only road allowed in there.
Yeah, it's a very secluded area. So if you, just like around where we live, if you see someone you don't know, you're definitely going to notice it.
But the only thing that you think they'd come, like, surface now and be like, hey, that was me. This is what I was doing.
Unless they have something to hide.
True. Zach goes into the dog search that I remember writing down. Why do you think the dogs only kept their nose in the air?
He was probably carried.
Well, that's what a lot of people said. But then I read a few, like, I don't know much about how dog searches go. But somebody said that something about the wind could carry, I don't know, something about carrying his head or something like that.
Well, if the scent's on the ground but and the wind's blowing, it could blow the scent.
It leads to the road, though. That's what's kind of weird about it.
We picked him up and carried him to his truck.
Yes. But do you think it could have been a careless hunter? But it kind of goes back to the other thing. You'd find something. Which kind of the cousins, you don't think the cousins done it, but do you think another family member could have?
Could be, and that's why they were so scared to say anything and made it such a point to be very vague about everything.
And the craziest theory of them all, Bigfoot.
I don't think it was Bigfoot.
But there is a book called 411. There's this dude, I think he's a retired detective, investigator, whatever. But he has theories of Bigfoot abducting people in national forest areas. And that's how the Bigfoot abduction trying to inspire. I really don't know. Like, you would think, because you're looking at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You're looking at least 5 of the theories that if something, cousin's done it, he got lost, weather, animals, careless hunter, you would find something. Which, even if Bigfoot abducted him, you think you'd find something, because Bigfoot probably let him go eventually.
Well, I don't know. If someone got taken by Bigfoot, I don't think Bigfoot would let whoever out to be telling stories of Bigfoot.
Well, some theories are with Bigfoot that it could be an alien, that Bigfoots are aliens. Could have been abducted by UFO.
I'm really into aliens. Let's not get into that.
Like, that's the weirdest thing I find through all of this. Like, if he was still alive, he'd be pretty much my age. And
they've done
25
aging.
Years, yeah, and there's nothing at all. So, like, he had to have been taken out of those woods, is my opinion.
My wonder is if he got kidnapped and, you know, was raised. He was so little, so he was probably raised as someone else with a different name and, like, had everything switched around. What if he's still out there and he's just living this life with this family that he thinks is his family and...
So you think he's still alive?
He could be.
Well, it's a very possibility that he could still be alive.
They could have took him to another state where he's never seen his missing poster or his age pictures that they've aged him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that'd make a good point. Which I'm not sure. See, that would be 94. In that area of West Virginia, I don't know if there's any well-known like killers that would have been in the area to have done anything. So it's either he got abducted and was murdered, or he's alive living under another identity that he does not know of. Or you could go in the child sex trafficking.
Very well possibility. Which that's been still, really big for years.
Which that still means
now.
Which that still means he's alive, just in a not under a different identity.
Being a sex slave.
Yes. But let us know your thoughts on what happened to Victor, and thank you for tuning in.